Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Paul Enos, filling in for Sam Shad. Today we're going to have a discussion on the future of the media, radio, and the billionaires buying the press with CEO of USA Radio Networks, Fred Weinberg. That's next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are very privileged to have today Fred Weinberg, who is the CEO of USA Radio Network, which is actually based here in Nevada. So, Fred, let's talk a little bit. I want to talk to you about radio, but then kind of more broadly about the media in general. Okay. So, USA Radio Network, how many stations?
We do the top of the hour news on about 600 stations around the country. USA Radio Networks was founded by the late Marlon Maddox in Dallas in 1985. He died, and the family had some debts to pay, so a guy came along that sold gold, and he said, I'll buy you, and he never really paid for it, but he also sold about $5 million worth of gold we kind of forgot to deliver, and the feds got on him, and I think he's in prison now. Another guy bought it, and he just wasn't a radio guy. He didn't understand what you had to do to be in business. So about 3 years ago, right after Donald Trump announced for president, I got a call from my friend Floyd Brown, who founded Citizens United and did the Willie Horton commercial. And he said, what are you doing this weekend? Well, you know, we own 1400 here in Sparks, and we were a Spanish station, and we were running the Dallas Cowboys in Spanish. And their first regular season game was that Sunday, and I wanted to make sure my Spanish speakers got it on the air. He said, no, I need you to go to Raleigh-Durham. And I said, why? He says, we're going to buy USA Radio Networks. And I'm, okay. Have you taken your meds today? And long story short, my wife's dropping me off at the airport, and I'm in Raleigh, and we loaned him $100,000 to keep him on the air and forgave the loan and bought the network. It's a great network. We got great product, but the news has always been our biggest product and the best, because our guys, Bernard Goldberg, used to be at CBS News, wrote the book Bias. He said in one of his books that if the news was done from Oklahoma City or Laughlin or places like that, it'd be a wholly different news.
Well, yeah, what we see it come out of D.C. and New
exactly.
York.
Exactly. Yeah. I've got a guy as close to D.C. as we get is Maryland. He's living with his mother, a former Fox News guy, Chris Barnes, and he's as close as we get to Washington. I've got news being delivered from Omaha, from Dallas, where our operational headquarters are, from Phoenix, places where real people live. And I think that's why our news is pretty much superior to anybody else's.
Now, you also serve a lot of markets in Nevada that people don't think a lot about. So
I don't know whether that was a brilliant idea or just dumb luck.
I'll tell you what happened. As a rural Nevadan, so where are your
Ely,
stations here?
Battle Mountain, Amargosa Valley, Hawthorne, and Pahrump. And in Pahrump, it's an experiment. We did a deal with the TV station there. And, you know, they added a sub-channel, and our audio is on the sub-channel. And his he sells ads, you know, video ads like the old cable systems used to do. And it's worked out very well. Am I leaving out a station somewhere?
Yeah, Fred, it's really interesting. I mean, people, you know, will say, AM radio, it's dying. It's something that's going away. But I know when this show plays on AM radio or when I've been on AM radio, I hear from quite a few people saying, oh, I heard you on the radio.
Well, there's two reasons for that. First, there's like a billion and a half receivers out there. They're not going away anytime soon. And secondly, nobody wants to take the spectrum away from us. You know, if you're an FM operator, and we have FM stations, or if you're a TV operator, they just sold off half the TV band and they're repacking the rest of it. Remember, I don't know what stations we're on, but Channel 2 in Reno had to change its actual channel that you get it on. There's two channels when you watch TV. There's the channel you think you're watching and the channel you're really watching. And I think, I forget what Channel 2 is on, but it's not Channel 2. And you know, there's the telephone companies, which are now internet companies, always want to raid our spectrum because it's easier to use.
Sure. So, it's more bandwidth for when, right, you know, you're downloading Netflix.
Nobody wants AM. You know, the only thing that ever competed with AM for that bandwidth was a system called LORAN, which was a pretty good navigation system for planes. Harry Reid single-handedly killed it when he wanted to know why there was a big LORAN station in Searchlight, Nevada.
So, I mean, there is a future. I mean, there's still a future in AM radio.
Absolutely. I'm, you know, if you got an AM station to sell, call me.
Now, let me ask, is it something, you know, we look at the challenges, and I remember, you know, a number of years ago, I was so upset. Howard Stern, somebody who I listened to and loved for years, was going away from terrestrial radio, going to satellite radio.
Well, there was a reason for that. He said things you couldn't say on
FEC,
over the air.
Right?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't really the FCC. Listen, you know that woman, the congresswoman from Michigan who just called the president out for fornicating with his mother? Was that okay?
We're good.
Yeah, well, you know, she can't do that. I can't do that. I wouldn't say that about Barack Obama. And our politics are 180 degrees apart. You can't say that stuff on the air. And I think CBS wisely said, Howard, you can't say that stuff on the air, because he would have lost more people than he would have gained.
And so, I mean, is it a challenge, though? I mean, when you look at how people listen to stuff, I mean, when I listen to AM radio today.
You can't run a lot of Ron White cuts, you know.
Well, that is true. Well, hey, we're gonna take a break. But when we come back, I mean, I want to talk about, people aren't just listening to it necessarily on a car, but I mean, it is changing. So we're going to be right back with Fred Weinberg, CEO of the USA Radio Network, next on Nevada Newsmakers.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today.
Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with CEO of the USA Radio Network, Fred Weinberg. Fred, we were talking before the break about how, you know, media is changing. And we've seen it really even with, you know, a show like Nevada Newsmakers, which used to air on, you know, NBC, one of the big four networks. And then we went to, you know, podcasts. And now, you know, we're on the CW and also on the internet.
So you're giving me a chance to put a shameless plug in for usaradio.com or nvtalk.com, which is the Nevada network, or bigdtalk.com, which is our Dallas station. And if you happen to have an Amazon Echo, all you have to say is, Alexa. Did I just light up 40 Alexas out there?
Alexa. I wouldn't know. I don't have one, and
me,
I won't.
I wouldn't be too ashamed of having one. You say, Alexa, get me KNNR, or get me KBDT, and they'll go to tunein.com and get it for you. So you don't actually have to have a radio.
Well, and I mean, I have my radio apps on my phone. I mean, that's how I listen to the radio now. It's on my phone. Just like I listen to Howard Stern, you know, I'm going to listen to him on an app on my phone, or, you know, Adam Carolla podcasts, or Joe Rogan, or, you know, a number of them.
As recently as 3-4 years ago, my people were arguing with me that we needed websites and this and that. And listen, nobody likes technology as much as I do. I go to my house sometime. But I always felt like we made our money selling advertising on the radio station, and I want people listening to the radio stations. It's changed a little bit. You know, that Echo Dot that you don't like does amazing things. Yes, it listens to you. No, I don't think that the FBI can use it as a investigative tool. I'm pretty sure they can't. And if they do, it'll get fixed almost immediately because people aren't stupid. But is it convenient to have this little hockey puck sitting there?
Sure.
I just got one as a Christmas present for Charlie Jones, who's on Pacific time from 9 to midnight. Charlie, we stole from the Texas State Network because CBS didn't want to mess with the Texas State Network anymore. Great, great personality. And, you know, I sent it to him. I said, you have to have your 12-year-old set this up. But we want to try it. And he called me back, and he's just raving about it. It's a great tool.
And so let's talk about that model, because you said you have a Nevada network. So you have a Dallas network. So, I mean, you know, it used to be radio had to be local. It was there for local news, local talk. It's really interesting.
Well, that was before there were 45 stations in every market. In Ely, I have a competitor, an FM competitor. In Ely, you know, there was a time when I probably could have legitimately made a business case for turning that license into the FCC. All of these towns. What's happened is Ely's not a bad place to live, but there's no Walmart there. And my wife will let me buy some summer property there, but we're not going to move there because there's no Walmart. And you know, there's nothing wrong with
it. And it's a trek to get to the nearest one.
It is. You got to drive to Elko.
That's right.
Now, here's the thing about Ely. It's a great town. Great people. I hope they're all listening to this. It reinvents itself every so often. And I sold the radio station. I ended up taking it back. And I told some of our advertisers there, I'm never going to do that again. That station's going to be in our name till I die. Because there's no reason for it. We serve people there. More so, much more so, than we serve people here in Reno. Now, although I think we do a pretty good job in Reno as well.
Now, you know, when you talk about these rural communities, having that focus, Nevada News Network, I mean, is that focus more on the local stuff that you...
Well, the difference, what we do here is I have Kevin Wall on from 9 to noon. Yes, he's from Las Vegas, but he travels the state. We did 4 hours from the Adam Laxalt...
Bass Fry.
You know, that was the most fun. That was the most fun I had all of August, because they said, what's the CEO of the network doing running a remote out of a motorhome? And I, you know, because that's the only time I get to play with the stuff that we have. You know, but I think it's important that if the state of Nevada starts forgetting about rural Nevada, we're going to have a problem, because rural Nevada contributes, and much more so than just gold and cattle and
Hey, some of my most favorite people in the state are from rural Nevada.
Well, so. You grew up in Elko, didn't you?
That's right. That's my bias.
Well, my bias is these people should be able, in a connected community, these people should be able to run their businesses from Ely. And so, basically, the Nevada Talk Network is run out of Ely, Nevada, KELY. The station's been on the air since 1950. It's had like four owners, and I'm the last. And two of them are me, first time and the second time. I used to own the stations in Winnemucca. What a great town. I'd go back there again, except we own a station in Battle Mountain, which makes it difficult for me to have an FM station in Winnemucca. Although, stay tuned, you never know what the FCC is going to do.
So, how involved is the FCC today? I mean, they used to be very, very careful about...
They're traffic cops, basically. You saw them wipe out net neutrality, and by the way, the internet got faster when they did that. It was never the job of the FCC to determine who could and who couldn't be on the internet. But in radio, you have to have a frequency, you have to have a license. There's still some public service requirements, although not very many. And what happened
was... That was my first job in radio, being public service
director.
There you
go.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, everybody's got to have a job somewhere. But take Reno as an example. All of the stations you hear in Reno, many of them are technically licensed to little towns outside of Reno. And what happens is that people buy a radio station for a lot of money, and they say, now how can I make the most money? And the answer is, if you go to Reno, you can sell the big advertisers. Well, I'm not so concerned about the big advertisers. I like having their money. I like doing what we did during the last election. But for the most part, I like delivering listeners that don't get delivered every day. And, we run the we give the hockey team in Las Vegas their network outside of Las Vegas. Ironically, the station that there's their flagship station is my old station in Las Vegas.
All right. We're going to come back for our last segment with Fred Weinberg, CEO of U.S. Radio Networks, talking about radio and the media in general. Back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't going to let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids. But they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Fred Weinberg, CEO of USA Radio Networks, which is 600 networks all across the
600
country.
600 stations.
600 stations.
Give or take.
Yes, sorry.
In fact, we even feed non-commercial stations. Non-commercial guys, got big with that little, the 100-watt stations that, what do they call it, low-power FM. And they didn't have a news product. So we said, well, instead of running our commercials, why don't we just sell them the news for $100 a month or whatever it is? Honest to God, I don't know what it is. But
so, I mean, you are, you know, in Nevada, your stations are rural. Is USA Radio Network, are those the folks that are taking the stations?
For the most part.
Taking advantage?
I have this argument with you. We syndicate Wayne Allyn Root, and Wayne keeps saying, we got to be in Chicago and Los Angeles and New York. I said, do you want to be just like Rush Limbaugh, where they won't let his, won't buy advertising on his stations because they don't like his viewpoint? He said, well, no, I don't want to be like that. I said, well, then you need to understand your listeners are in places like Sparks. They're in places like Las Vegas. You know, Las Vegas is a very small town of 2 million people. And people don't understand that. Yeah, it's a liberal town. And you and I have had this discussion about what happened in the last election. And I think that it'll never happen again. But, you know, you have to look at these markets as contiguous markets. And Nevada's got, what, 3 million people, 3.5 million people?
Yeah, just over three.
If I had to guess that Nevada appreciates the fact that we look at Nevada as a whole state and we look at these markets, Ely is a great place to live. Hawthorne's a great place to live. You know, you and I were talking on the phone once when I was down there arguing over Interstate 11.
That's right.
You know, there are people in the state, none of them who live in small towns, that would like Interstate 11 to go down Pole Line Road at Gabs.
I think that's changed.
I hope that's changed, because that's not what Interstate 11 was designed to do. It was designed to go from Las Vegas to Reno and carry along every little town on U.S. 95. How could you do that if it didn't do that? You know, and it's like, At some point, people who have investments in these towns and who appreciate the people in these towns need to stand up for them. And I like to think that we're just the first.
So, Fred, let's go, you know, let's have a little broader discussion, because, you know, you also owned the Penny Press, which was a print publication.
PennyPressNV.com.
PennyPressNV.com, which is now an online publication.
Has been since 2009. We used to print it in Las Vegas and distribute it in Las Vegas. When I started commuting, we sold the Las Vegas station, I started commuting up to the Northern Nevada stations. It just got to be too much to put out a printed paper every week.
But it is interesting because, once again, I mean, that's a medium that has changed too. I mean, I read the Wall Street Journal and the Las Vegas Review Journal and the Elko Daily Free Press and the Reno Gazette Journal.
Don't forget about the Elko Independent.
That's you to Elko Independent. I remember that was one of the oldest papers.
Basically, it's the Penny Press redone for Elko.
So, I mean, those are, you know, I'm reading these, you know, here on the internet, but we're seeing that change too. I mean, seeing this.
My iPad saved my marriage. There's no Wall Street Journals lying around the floor, around the recliner. You know, my wife can't complain about any newspaper or any magazine we take because it all comes electronically.
You know, we are seeing kind of, I mean, maybe it's back to the old days, you know, watching a movie like Citizen Kane, where, you know, you see Charles Foster Kane, you know, owning the newspapers. I mean, you know, not necessarily for money-making enterprises. I mean, we've seen that Rupert Murdoch has a Wall Street Journal. We have Sheldon Adelson here with
Sheldon
the
has
Review
done
Journal.
A marvelous job with the Las Vegas Review Journal. He didn't know much about the newspaper business, but he knew that you had to print the truth and you had to give both sides of the story. And if you look at that paper today, he paid $108 million for what probably would have gone for $1 billion 10 years previous. You know, that's the first paper I read every morning on my iPad. I can't say enough about what a great job the man's done.
Now, it really is interesting to see kind of this change. Do you think that changes at all how the news is covered? I mean, Washington Times is owned by Jeff Bezos. I mean, Washington Post, sorry. You're right. Washington Post owned by Jeff Bezos. We see this tension, you know, of course, between Donald Trump and Amazon.
Well, the thing that irritates me more than the ownership are the people who think that they should be protected. Take the Jamal Khashoggi thing. You know, they're leaning on the president to go yell at Saudi Arabia because apparently they killed a Saudi citizen who stayed here on a visa when it suited him and wrote for the Washington Post. I don't think journalists, to use the term broadly, should be protected any more than a plumber from Peoria, Illinois. What makes a journalist special? I don't I can't think of it. It's a job.
Well, they're going to say a constitutional protection that is...
I pretty well believe the Constitution protects plumbers in Peoria, too.
I don't disagree with you.
What bothers me is that somehow people in the media tend to think that they're above everything else. When I saw that idiot Jim Acosta, and by the way, AT&T owns CNN, mm-hmm. in case anybody needs to know. You want to get mad at AT&T, go move your cell phone to Verizon and tell them why. 20 million people do that, you'll see a change in CNN almost immediately. But when Acosta did that grandstanding act at the press conference, and the president pulled his press pass, it should have stayed that way, because, and I think that rookie judge is going to be found wrong. If you don't believe that, then you should be able to walk into the Las Vegas Motor Speedway and say, hey, I'm press, I need an all-access pass.
I love that idea. Hey, Fred, thank you very much. I've really enjoyed this conversation. You know, as you know, things evolve, I'd like to have you back on the show and talk. You know, one of my favorite businesses, radio, that's where I started. I just decided to leave when I didn't think there was any money in it, but I should have talked to you.
This is the man who's responsible for the triples you see on the road. And a good thing, because it's good business for the state.
I love you for that. All right, we are going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
I'll be back tomorrow with the 2019 preview with our power pundits for the whole show. Eric Herzig, Trey Abney, and Don Tatro. That's tomorrow on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Thanks for watching and listening.